How do you get 25 million tonnes of grain out of Ukraine? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Sasha Twining, in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Now, that's the vast amount of grain that's estimated to be stuck in warehouses in Ukraine due to Russian troops blockading the Black and Azov Sea ports. To put that into context, it's enough grain to supply Indonesia for two whole years, and concern is growing of a global food crisis. Now, Russia says it will open corridors for maritime traffic, but under certain conditions. The BBC's Joe Inwood is in Kyiv.
The talk here is about lifting the blockade in the Black Sea. This blockade that's stopping all of the grain that Ukraine would normally be shipping around the world, it's all stuck in the country. And that's because Russia has stopped any ships coming through, whether they're military ships or merchant ships. What they're saying is that they will gladly lift that, but on the condition that the Western sanctions that they're currently under are lifted in return. Now, obviously, these sanctions are one of the biggest tools in the arsenal of the European Union, of NATO countries, to try and put pressure on Russia. So for Russia, this is a way of trying to lift some of that pressure.
So what sort of reaction has there been to this?
Angry. Accusations of blackmail, in short. Ukraine is responsible for producing a lot of the food that goes to the very poorest people around the world. The World Food Programme gets about half of its supplies of grain from Ukraine. And so if that grain does not come out, as it currently is not, then it is the poorest people in the world that suffer. So the idea that Russia is trying to say, we will let this out, but only if you give us something in return, has gone down very, very badly. The Russians, of course, make a different point. They say that actually the problems with food supplies are down to Western sanctions.
Joe Inwood in Kyiv, thank you.
My pleasure.
Australia's new Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his government needs to step up and not step back in supporting islands in the Pacific. It comes as China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi starts his tour of the region. The Solomon Islands' government recently signed a security pact with Beijing, despite objections from Australia. With more, here's the BBC's Phil Mercer.
Australia and China are in a renewed diplomatic contest in the Pacific. Both countries have their foreign ministers in the region. Australia's Penny Wong is in Fiji, promising action on climate change, security and aid. Her visit appears to be a direct response to Wang Yi's two-week tour of the Pacific. China is reportedly seeking an agreement with 10 island countries covering policing, security and trade.
Phil Mercer there. A quick check on the numbers, and European shares opened slightly higher this morning, helped by energy stocks on the back of gains in oil prices. The Russian ruble weakened on Thursday as the central bank cut interest rates from 14 to 11%. Let's turn to India now, where it's predicted to be 106 degrees Fahrenheit in Delhi over the next couple of days, with humidity of 35%. Now, India is hot in the summer, but not normally this hot or this early in the year. And it's hit farmers in two ways. Crops are suffering, and it's difficult to physically work in the daytime, meaning nighttime work instead, with increased costs. Here's the BBC's Nikhil Inanda.
It's a moonless, starless night, and not a soul in sight on the narrow country roads that surround this onion field. And then they arrive, in a military march, flashlights in hand, and some trepidation about the snakes, scorpions, and foxes lurking around the farms.
Well, it's fairly windy here right now, so I don't know if you can hear it, but what I can hear is a faint chorus of the nocturnal insects. And what I can see around me is a pretty unique sight. People working the fields with torches and LED lights to harvest onions.
Pradeep Gaikwad, who owns this field, says the oppressive heat waves have made it impossible to work normally during the day.
It has become very difficult to get labour to come out in the mornings. Temperatures soared this year.
The shift in working timings at this farm is a fairly new phenomenon, the owner tells me, and it's a direct result of the changing weather patterns. And this change in weather patterns is not just affecting when people can work, but also having far-reaching consequences on the country's agricultural productivity.
In India's breadbasket state of Punjab, the heat wave has scorched the wheat crop.
Amarjeet Singh, a wheat farmer, says his yields have halved this year.
Production is down from 25 quintals last year to 12 to 13 quintals this year. I haven't even been able to cover my costs.
The shortages caused by the heat have forced the government to reverse its earlier push for wheat exports, denying farmers an opportunity to capture the international market vacated by Russia and Ukraine. Human-induced climate change will make heat waves 100 times more likely in this part of the world, the UK's Met Department has estimated. An ominous warning for a country where hundreds of millions depend on the land for survival. In Aurangabad, I'm the BBC's Nikhil Anandar for Marketplace.
And finally, Mamma Mia, they're back. Yes, today's the day the Abbatars take to the stage, the digital version of the 70s pop group ABBA. The Dancing Queen's back for the first time in 40 years. In London, I'm Sasha Twining with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.